Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The Church of North Dakota. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
We are continuing a rich tradition we're starting because you are our second extremely celebrated adult actor.
Yes.
Who's the first?
We had Wesley about a month ago.
Wesley Woods.
And you didn't think of contacting me?
Well, we tried, but your publicist is, she's on vacation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we said, Wesley, is it? And he said, we have beef.
She's hibernating.
Yeah. Oh.
Once in a while, I actually hit the
right
button.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
We're
good.
Bringing on an actor, a model, an Instagram influencer, mm-hmm. a purveyor of incredible merchandise. Mm-hmm. Look at the material.
Oh, that's cute. I like it's got ventilation.
Yes, love it.
You can't tell, but Katya is in awe right now.
I am, yeah, I'm squirting.
Yes,
just gaping.
I have your McDaddy hat too, which I love.
I have to actually give you another one because I changed it to another manufacturer. So it's actually even better.
Last one. The quality.
The quality's unmatched.
We have Teddy two Bear. Two.
Thank you, Teddy Bear.
That's actually Mr. Teddy Bear Gurr.
Oh, okay. Excuse
me. That's the full name.
Mr. Teddy Bear Gurr. You know, of all of our guests, I probably know the least about you.
Really?
Is that that's
we've
a compliment.
Cheated a few of our first ones. We've had
you know the least about me. You've seen me naked.
Yes, but I don't know your real name.
We don't know the real you.
Yeah. Oh. What is it, Michael?
Michael.
I'm a stalker.
I was like, you don't know, but I know your address, your mother's maiden name.
Is it bad that I've booked people on this show because I see them on Grindr and I go, great, they're close, they're in the neighborhood, it's not a big commitment?
That's how I
film OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're nearby? You know what? Let's make content.
Oh my God. Today's the day for technical difficulties because you are of the porn generation where you self-film, self-direct, self-everything.
Yes, DIY.
That's incredible because we were talking to, when we had Wesley on, who we love. Hello, Wesley. We were talking about certain people are famous because of studios and certain people have the privilege of, you are the judge, jury, and executioner of your own content.
Yes.
Do you love it?
I love it because, so I actually started out in studio work.
Okay.
And I hated it.
Really?
Why?
Like, because, so when you film studio work, and I know it's different for some people, but it's usually like 6 to 8 hours of filming. That's 6 to 8 hours of fucking. And
that's about hours and 40 minutes
right,
longer
more than
I'm
actually one.
Interested
yeah.
in.
Now, so I have 6 to 8 hours of fucking. How are there? There've got to be breaks and stuff. Little breaks?
I mean,
little breaks?
There's little breaks, but you're not allowed.
What she's really asking is, could I get a smoke break?
Yeah, yeah. Can I get, like, if I'm fucking for 6 to 8 hours, how many cigarettes do you think I can smoke?
If they're doing a tight shot on the dick, can she?
Yeah.
You know,
puff, well, yeah, puff, your hands out of camera, so you're fine.
Yeah. And do you ever, okay, well, okay. No, really, seriously, are there breaks in the 6 to 8 hours? Like,
there's breaks, but like you need to stay in the zone because you obviously you're either getting fucked or fucking and you just want to still make a good scene. Plus you also, especially if you're bottoming, you can't eat in between takes.
Of course.
So think about, you start getting tired because they also, because it's studio work, and studio for some reason is all about like the acrobatic positions.
Yeah.
So they want you like your one leg behind your back, arm out here, back flipping, crunching your abs.
And looking perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
And then your face is like maintaining that like erotic thrall of the blah, blah, blah.
And then right as you're finally managed to get that position, you have a director at your face shouting at you, come.
What that is, what is more sexually inviting than that? Than Shishi LaRue's face in your face.
Shishi LaRue.
Hearing her voice.
Leaning her gnarled corpse over the camera and going,
my weenie would turn into a clit. It would just go in. Oh my God.
And like, I just remember when I did studio work, I would have to mentally just get into like, to make myself do that, that it was just so inauthentic because the whole time you're just terrified. You're like, am I going to come right as somebody shouts at me, come?
Oh my God. So, that's the equivalent of like, that's the equivalent of like, I don't know, an actress doing a tear on camera.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit harder.
Oh. I think it's harder. Yeah.
I'm literally harder. Yeah. Oh, that was kind of a sad sound effect, but you know.
You're asking me to expel my baby children on cue.
Not your baby children. Not your baby children.
My baby bears.
No, the baby children.
Well, let's take it back because before you were an extremely, you're a very followed Instagram video creator, and you have the two Instagrams. You have a little more of the family friendly one, and then the one that's a little more like, all right, if you want to see me naked, this is where and when.
Well, yeah, because so I have my art one, which is my real name, Michael Volcar, and then I have Mr. Teddy Bear Gurr. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they have two different groups that follow because like, so on my TikTok, it's just my artwork.
Okay.
And my artwork on my TikTok is all about, I do like Pixar drawings of people's pets that have passed away.
Oh,
it's very adorable. And it's very like angelic because it's literally dogs with like angel wings. Mm-hmm. And all my followers on there are like Midwestern middle-aged women.
Like paint your own pottery studio moms.
Who are wine moms. So innocent. And like my comments back are always like so very like, oh, like I've never say a swear word. Mm.
Little do they know.
That they're buying art from a gay porn star.
That your fucking hairy hole is spread open.
No, multi-talented hands.
And that's how I draw, actually, really with my hole.
Oh my God.
I love that. So can I ask, taking it back, before you were this accomplished, what was the gateway? Like, did you have a porn drag mom? How did you start?
No. So, I mean, I started out by being a go-go dancer. And the typical, you know, polka evolution of a go-go dancer is you evolve into a porn star.
Yeah, you do the go-go dancing, and
sexy
then you do
photo
the,
shoot,
sexy photo shoot,
private dancing, and then sometimes escorting before porn.
I actually never did escorting.
Well, the day is it's pretty early in the day.
There's still time.
And the reason why is, and it's not judgment from doing it. Mm-hmm. It's because the reason why I got into porn is because I never wanted to go back to retail and customer service.
Oh God!
And escorting felt like retail to me.
Interesting. Say more about that.
It just it was another thing where you'd have to be completely in on the moment. Like you have to be fake and be like, I'm really into this, even though I'm not.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go back to that. Like if I'm going to do this life, I just want it to be the most authentic me I can be so that I actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way?
I know. I felt like, I think it's like definitely customer service, but I liked it. You know, I also liked, I just thought it was like a one-on-one kind of, I think of it more like a massage kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a relief provider, almost like a nurse. Mm.
It's one of those people who specialize in like transitioning people to
palliative care. I'm like the guy who ferries you to the afterlife.
Yes. A wet nurse of death.
Wet nurse of death. That's great. Yeah. But I get what you mean about the similarities. Is customer service is like rotten, and I worked in retail too. It's just rotten.
I always tell people that I have gotten fucked less by doing porn than I did doing retail.
Hello.
Really?
Hello.
And not physically fucked. I mean like, you know, metaphorically.
Oh yeah, I got you.
You're like, you're getting gangbanged at Macy's on a clearance rack.
I'm like, were you a squirt girl? Were you a squirt girl at the Nordies? Vince Camuto.
Oh my God.
King Friday, get a free tote bag.
I was like, that's what you mean by squirt girl?
Yeah, I used to work at a mall, but they just had a shooting yesterday again.
But that was the wrong sound effect. Shit. I meant... I'm sorry. Another shooting.
But I worked at one of those malls that unfortunately there was a flash mob or gang activity or a shooting, and like once a year we'd have to evacuate.
I love that a flash mob and a shooting are
no,
the same.
No, but it wasn't like a dance flash mob. It was like, show up tomorrow, we're going to break shit at the mall.
It was like a flash mob stir.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, when you work in retail, you do have to know your exits sometimes.
Absolutely. Shit.
Retail employees save lives. I was watching the news that shooting happened, and they were like, yeah, we were in the Eddie Bauer, and the general manager heard the gunshots and grabbed all of us in the store and ran us out of the building. I'm like, you better work, Viva. Anyway, it's not like pornography.
But you know what's sad? You know what's corporate literally was telling them, okay, now go back to work.
Oh, yeah. Corporate's like, yeah. Are you going to get me those statements?
Yeah. I mean, but did you fold those t-shirts in a perfect square?
So you were go-go dancing, and then was someone like, have you ever thought about...
So I had been approached a few times by studios. And
I love that. I've been approached.
Yeah.
And no, so I made a decision. If I was going to do it, I was only going to do it with studios that A, are respected, and B, are going to make me look good.
Sure, yeah.
So if I did that. But when I did it, and they were like, okay, so what's your name going to be? Mm. I decided, like, if I'm going to do porn, I want to make sure I take it fun by not taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
And so that's why I decided to call myself Teddy Bear. Mm-hmm. There's also two reasons. The second reason why was because I knew if I created Teddy Bear as my name, it'd be a lot harder for people to pirate my videos.
Because I was going to say, I was Googling Teddy Bear and the Wikipedia for Teddy Bear comes up and it's like a plush novelty animal.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you sent that to me, I was like, bitch, you can't afford the $9.99 to go look right now. Well, bought three houses last weekend.
I know.
Drag her. Please, drag her.
She's like,
drag her.
I can't afford your subscription.
Yeah. Drag her. Drag her.
One of the problems was, that's where I spent all my money, but I was on Pornhub, you know.
Pornhub, yeah.
And it was,
shucking your husk.
Get those husks.
I was doing a little research, and I searched Teddy Bear, and there's an alarming number. I'm not yucking anyone's yum. Live your life. There's an alarming number of, it's either
plus porn
or men sticking their dicks in
actual teddy bears.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it, and I was like, do you know about this? He was like, of course I know about
I get it sent a lot by people being like, I'm thinking of you just fucking their teddy bear.
Honestly, have you thought about doing that to a teddy bear? Because maybe for those people, that's like
the ultimate crossover.
Culmination. What's that superhero movie with all the people in it? Avengers.
Avengers.
Avengers Endgame.
That superhero movie.
Avengers Come Game. Yeah.
That will probably be my grand finale when I'm just hanging up the towel for teddy bear. Just one last, like, you know, inception fucking myself.
Yeah.
And just go.
And what's the song that plays while it happens?
Oh, I don't know. You can sing it.
Mariah Carey, Heroes.
The Titanic song.
Yeah. Or Whip It by Devo.
Whip It.
Something in that vibe.
How long have you been doing, what studios did you work for?
So I worked for Raging Stallion, Man.com, Bromo, The Guy's Site, which is my only video I ever did where I was quote unquote straight.
Oh.
Oh, so you were straight, but then you were like, this is my first time with a guy.
Oh, no, it was even better. So I got it because it was a super easy gig. That one is the only one I actually in studio porn I liked because it was probably a half hour of work.
Sure.
And like I got full pay for it.
Oh.
And all I had to do was try a dildo for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it was a character study. It was like, I've never done it.
Well, I love whenever I did it because, of course, the director... Like, I actually lied to him. I was like, oh, yeah, like I'm bi, but I'm kind of curious. Because I wanted him to believe that I was. Fantastic. I wanted him to believe me.
Pulling the wool over
their
eyes.
No, you're doing, what is it? Like a immersive theater?
Yeah. Method acting. Method,
yeah.
You were Jared Leto putting a dead rat in the trash can.
Yeah, you had to shadow straight people for like 6 months before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I'm always like, I'm always wondering myself, like, why do they bother with the whole, the straight charade thing?
Well, just letting you know, by the way, I'm not a good actor.
Well, can you give, what is your impression of a straight
so
actor?
So what were you wearing?
I mean, straight, very, like, flamboyant to me right now.
The voice and everything like that, that's easy. I know how to, like, walk like a gorilla and all that stuff. But it was when the dildo came that he had to stop and he goes, So that was, you put that in there a little bit too quick.
Yeah, just like sucked up, didn't even hit the sides. Yeah.
So and you were acting, but your hole was like Mama, this is another stay at the office.
Just sucked it on up.
And obviously, when you're playing a straight character in porn, I'm assuming you have to do that earlier in your career before everyone knows you're a famous gay porn actor.
Right. Honestly, I don't even know what the straights are doing. I'm not worried about that anymore.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah. I know, like, how did you really, what did you do to prepare for your straight role? Did you watch like a lot of, I don't know.
Hit yourself over the head with something.
Did you listen to Chumbawamba? Yeah.
I feel like I did the most straight thing and I just decided not to try.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Grammar.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What has been the most challenging pornographic endeavor you've done, and what has been the most rewarding?
I don't know. I don't know if it really would say it's challenging. It's just like I told you, I didn't love studio work. I did enjoy the acting part, even though I wasn't good at it. It was fun.
Yeah.
But I would say the most rewarding for me was when I finally made the decision to myself that I was like, okay, I am creative enough. I'm talented enough. Why don't I just run myself like I'm my own studio?
Yeah.
Like
take the night back.
Yeah. Like I was done with having people decide who my scene partners were.
So would you show up to set and not even know who they were yet? Or would
sometimes,
you have
it? Yeah. Sometimes it would change completely.
That's insane to me.
And that would bother me because I'm like, you know, part of it was like, I'd like to know and all this. And they would just, oh, here's your new scene partner. Get ready. He's going to be fucking you or you're fucking him.
And I know that's industry standard, I'm sure, but it feels a little bit like my body, my choice.
Yes. Thank you. Actually. I like that. And that's why when I started doing my OnlyFans, I took back power where I was like, oh, I can do this how I want. I can do this because there was a point in studio work that I started actually to hate sex and hate being a porn star. Yeah. I didn't realize it because just like you said, I didn't like it because I realized I was being told to have sex with people and how to do it. I wasn't saying, I want to do this. I want to do this position. I want to be with this person.
Oh, versus when you're making it yourself, mm-hmm. It's all your permission. Like, we're doing this because I want to do it and we both get a little money.
Well, and also too, so in studio work, I was only allowed to bottom. Like, rarely would they let me top because I only have a 7-inch stick.
Oh,
only 7.
Unbelievable.
But in studio world, they're like, you have this little baby dick. You got nothing.
Excuse me. Let me just say something. I've watched a lot of gay pornographic films in my life. Gay pornography is not known for giant clubs. Do you know what I mean? Like straight porn. I feel like straight porn is predominantly huge.
I think straight porn is big dicks, ugly guys.
Yeah. Sure. But I'm just talking about dicks.
Yes.
I'm just talking about dicks.
And gay porn is
a wider
more
range.
The full package.
Yes.
What's your vibe? Mm-hmm. It's other things too, like your voice.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that sells it.
But 7 inches above average. And so that's ridiculous because I see some beautiful guys.
That's not a disappointing bottom
experience. It's not. No, it's not.
Trust me, nobody is complaining.
Especially 6 to 8 hours.
Hello.
Mama.
Hello.
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 Hello. For 6 to 8 hours, I'm looking for a dry-roasted peanut. Yeah. Like, seriously. I want a Nuvaring. Yeah. I want an IUD.
A wet pinky. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Can I pivot to your relationship with your body? Because being Teddy Bear, you obviously also picked that name because you are furry from head to toe.
Yes. Hirsute.
And the same with, I think we all at some point realize, okay, this is everyone else's dick and this is my dick and where do I stand?
Mm-hmm.
With your body hair, at what point were you like, I'm assuming having body hair, did you have it young?
So I've been hairy since I was about like 12, 13.
Wowee.
Yeah, so like, I mean, but when I first started getting hair, I did not understand it. So the first thing I did with my beard when I had it as a kid was I grew...
beard.
Yeah.
Child beard.
I owned up because I had mutton chops.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was cool. Because okay, I wanted to look like Wolverine.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
So I embraced that. Uh-huh. And then, so I would say I probably have gone through about like 3 puberties, as I say.
Why have
we were
one?
Just talking about this. Yeah. I think I'm going through my second puberty.
You are.
I am.
What is this? What is it?
Well, you're getting hairier.
You're getting hairier. I'm smellier.
Interesting.
I think my voice is getting deeper. It's because men get a second puberty around 30.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I must have slept
other
through
things
mine.
Too, like my sleep schedule's different. It's a lot of things.
Hormone changes.
A little. I'm a little more
interesting.
I'm a little more piss offable. Maybe I used to be
interesting,
but so, it's mostly physical stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The metabolism.
Okay. Yeah.
Dropping, but sure. I think I gained muscle faster than I used to.
That's good.
Anyway,
wait. So 3 puberties. So
basically, I progressively, like every like 2 years, I would get giant spurts of hair growing in my body.
Holy
more
shit.
And more and just more. But of course, you know, when you're a teenager and even like in my early 20s, and especially at the time, I was just taught, like, I was like, you're a monster. It's so gross. But I actually would. So I, as a, like a 20-year-old, I would always look at the mirror, look at myself and say, you're a monster.
Fuck.
To myself, I'd be like, you are disgusting. I was so mad at myself for having it.
That's why I'm asking, because listeners, if you haven't seen Teddy Bear, you're probably one of the hairiest, as far as like adult actors, it's the hairiest people.
That's yeah. Pretty much what I'm known as, the hairiest guy on OnlyFans, one of the hairiest guys in porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did you like, I mean, I'm assuming it went from, you had to go through some kind of journey to now be like, this is it, sis. And
it,
what?
It was. And like, it's the one thing I tell to my followers and subscribers all the time, the sexiest thing you can ever be is confident. Mm-hmm. And like, that's why I tell them, I was like, you know, the reason why so many guys are attracted to my body hair, they'll even be like, oh, I'm not normally attracted to a guy that's hairy. I'm like, you may not even be attracted to it, but you're attracted to the fact that you can tell, because I'm not hiding it, that that guy is confident as fuck.
Yeah.
And that's hot.
And that hair is attached to my skin, which is me.
so the hair is
and you can't take this off at night.
Yeah. Did the studios mind?
No, so the studios, even though they're like, oh yeah, we like that you're hairy, would also be like, but can you trim it? Can you just trim your, especially my back, they're like, can you just trim it a little bit? Just shape it. Just do this.
Shape it.
You're like, I can't reach it. Can you trim it?
Yeah.
Well, I used to do that. And then that's, again, back in the beginning, like I would say it wasn't until 2 years ago that I finally reached the point, and this is the blessing I'd say of like around of getting close to turning 30, was that I reached a point where I was like, I'm just tired of caring.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Yeah. So, imagine how tired we are.
Yeah. Did you, so I'm imagining you probably experimented with different like hair removal kind of things.
Oh yeah.
What have you done?
Tell us the
secret. I have done waxing. I've done sugaring. I've done lasering.
Wow.
And lasering was the most painful thing of my whole entire life.
What did you laser?
My whole entire back.
And it grew back.
Yeah. This is laser hair removal.
So this is after the
this
laser.
This is the before and after.
I think like, I mean, it's
you are
obviously,
a chia
you obviously have actually, a like, robust.
Sponsored by LaserWay. Look how great they do.
Did the Manscapes and the Dollar Shave Clubs of the world reach out? And you're like, I don't have any use for that. Thank you so much.
I mean, the Instagram algorithm, because it assumes like hair, always is showing me like these ads of women who's saying, I like a man who's smooth down there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just literally like,
do they pirate your pictures?
Oh no, not that. Oh. Not that. No. That's like example of like what not to be.
Oh yeah, I thought they would steal your picture and be like, it would be like a Dollar Shave Club ad being like,
oh my God.
No, but I have had that happen in clubs in other countries before where people have taken pictures. They're like, you're promoted at the club as like, come see Hit Teddy Bear. I'm like, I've never been to that country.
I love that. That's happened to me too. Yeah.
Like come for meet and greet. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to come.
Yeah.
Ah, can I get a ticket?
Yeah.
There was a bar in Greece that opened that they used the Chad Cell picture of my face as their marquee. And people were like, is this your bar? I'm like, that's a straight bar in Greece.
That's so yes. So no. Weird. Have you ever tried to wax yourself?
So I did do that actually. This is when I was in college and I was like, I'm gonna go home to my boyfriend and surprise him with like a new like a little gift. Mm-hmm. And so I decided I wanted to wax my own hole.
I've done that too. Please tell me.
Mind you,
tell us everything. Tell
well, mind you, it. This was also like in a dorm, so it was a shared bathroom that I now covered in blood. Yeah. Just literally, and like you just
nodding.
It's funny enough. I also did mine in a dorm bathroom. Yeah,
it's
blood,
you know what?
Bleeding,
blood everywhere.
This is all a product of people being afraid to talk about their body hair, and then horrible bloody accidents happen because there's no resources.
Actually, the other worst thing ever is so the other one I forgot to tell you is I also nared, and I once
me too
when I was a teenager I once nared a nipple off.
Oh, stop it!
Do you know you can do that?
You took off the nipple.
You can't take your nipple
off. You can nare the whole entire skin of your nipple off. Yeah.
Did it grow back?
Nair is wild.
Well, obviously, you've seen me. I have nipples. It's not once, it's not painted on each
time.
It's
just like the epidermis or whatever.
I haven't seen the unretouched photos.
Yeah, Nair was wild. I remember that I had that for a while.
It's a depilatory cream, right?
Yeah. It's a wax kind of. It's like a green.
No,
It's not a wax.
A
it's
wax
that.
Is snatching. A depilatory is you leave it on, it goes into the follicle, mm-hmm. and then it just comes out.
No, that's not Nair.
Nair
is. I was thinking nads. Do you know what nads?
Yes.
Do you know what nads?
Nads is ribbon, right? Nads is ribbon.
That's what I used for my balls. Yeah. For my nipples was nares.
Nair is the disgusting,
you tore the ball hair out?
That was,
You waxed your balls?
Well, because it's the same. I'm not going to do just the hole and
I know,
balls.
But how do you even, oh my God.
I'm
I just shaved my balls
all,
this morning.
So if I get a body hair, I'm like, I'm praying for it.
But that's literally how much the shame went deep.
Yeah.
You're literally willing to torture your body because you're told if you have hair down there, you're ugly.
And yet, it's just, it seems like it's arbitrary in a way because there's plenty of people who are like, I can't wait to, they want to get hair. They want to be older. They want to be mature. Or then there's guys who love and prefer, hairy.
That's definitely true. But I will still say that the general consensus, especially for back hair, is that that's not allowed.
Right.
Because it's very much in the gay world. We're for some reason told okay, now we've accepted hairy chests. We've accepted beards. You can have some hair on your pubes, all this, but your back needs to be a smooth, silky walrus, just slick.
Yeah.
They want Austin Powers.
And which, by the way, when I used to do that, where I used to only shave my back, it looked like I was wearing a pantsuit, a fur.
All right. I was just going to bring this up because I've noticed a bunch of times, especially straight guys, actually only straight guys, they're very, very hairy. They will do the thing where they get the haircut. And the barber will go down to their neck and then they have a hair shirt.
It's hair t-shirt.
Yes. And it's a straight across line. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, huh, interesting.
Well, you got to at least blend it down. You got to clip or overcomb it.
Something. Just aesthetically. It has nothing to do with this is gross or not gross. It's just a strange thing, right?
It's almost like it's this thing. It's where the barber is just like, I don't go down there.
Oh yeah. Cause then it's the clothes come off and then it's a whole nother,
He starts fading it down deeper and deeper. And then all of a sudden it's just right down there.
When you get your hair cut, do they go, where do you want me to stop?
No. Yeah. So my, the guy who does my hair, he knows that literally my whole entire financial dependence is on my body hair. So he knows that
he's not going to shave off the bread and butter.
Exactly. He goes down and then he just beautifully blends it just instantly right into the neck. So there's no fade. There's no cross. It just is
Do you remember when Alexis Stone got all that fake plastic surgery just to see what the internet would think?
Yeah.
You should Photoshop yourself onto a hairless body and be like, this is the new me, and see if people turn on you.
Okay, no, so here's what happened. So I will say this. There was about a year ago, I was with basically a guy that was not good for me who, in essence, basically told me I had to shave everything.
No.
Yes. So there was a point last year where I lost myself and I did shave everything, which I regretted doing that.
How many disposable razors? Can you walk me through that process? Because as a person who is like a lifelong, you know, I've had that relationship. What did you do? What did you use? How did you do it? How long did it take?
He did it.
Oh, he did
was
it.
The one that he said.
He sheared you like a sheep.
Mm-hmm. He was the one that said, he was like, I want to do this. And
Fontaine getting her hair cut. Yeah. In Les Mis. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes, it is. Yeah. I just started
did
singing.
Did you do that solo?
Yeah. Did you sing I Dreamed a Dream while they cut your back hair? Mm-hmm. Oh, honestly, that just makes me think of them. Like taking, it's not the same, but like, poaching an animal or something.
Basically,
like,
the top model.
Did you donate it at least?
Locks for bears.
But, how long did it take?
But I will say the thing about it was like it was a wake up call where I went home and I realized I was like, I'm now not the person who I want to be. Mm-hmm. And it was my wake up call to cut him out of my life.
Yeah.
Fuck and, that. And the benefit though is because since I'm so hairy, literally within an hour it was fully back.
You said, and it was
Kristen, Kristen Dunstan interview with the vampire.
She walked in the bathroom and it had grown back.
Literally.
Well, also, this is the bald and the beautiful. And we talk about, I mean, in beauty, individuality trumps so many things. Mm. And if you have this like one in a million body hair type, just fucking run with it, dude. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now, especially with how the aesthetics in the porn sphere are so can be kind of like specialized and like you can... There's something for everybody and you can kind of tap into your niche as opposed to like, I don't know.
15 years ago. Hairless, tan. Blonde.
Yeah. Like that kind of, super like smooth and oiled muscle dude.
And so that's the one thing that I'm actually very proud of myself for because I will get messages on Instagram, my OnlyFans, Twitter from guys that will be like, I want to thank you because you've inspired me to not only not feel ashamed, to not feel ugly, but I now feel attractive. I feel confident. Like I had one guy who he bought a tank top from my website and he told me, because of you, this is the first time in my life I ever felt comfortable showing off my shoulders and not being scared.
So wild. So like, crazy.
That meant so much to me to be like,
and like representation matters.
And, and again, like I know like I'm just a porn star. I'm just hairy and all this, but like if I had had me when I was a kid, it would have helped to not think that I'm a monster, I'm this. I would have been like, oh, there is an option that if I want to be how I am, it's okay.
Yeah.
And
if
not
Burt
only
Reynolds
that.
Had done gay porn,
yeah.
Your life would have been so much
easier. Only Burt Reynolds had done gay porn.
Or Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Listen, together.
Together.
Can we talk about your hair?
Aren't we talking about it right now?
The hair on your head.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You also have a beautiful head of hair. Gorgeous.
Well, can we talk about the magic?
So... No, not on camera.
Okay, that's fine.
But I would gladly talk to you.
Okay, so, all right, we're going to take a break.
Back.
You're so shook.
No, I just like, because I've gone through so many different, like, you know, little mini wars with my body hair and especially not like, and actually I'm grateful for drag because it kind of just settles it. It's like, okay, you got to like get rid of it.
You got to kind of have nothing.
You got to get rid of it. And you know, it depends on what you're wearing, but you know.
But also if you have to shave your chest, armpits and arms, then the rest kind of has to go because you can't, it doesn't look great to have super hairy legs or a belly.
Or like the drag thing where like you shave down to like, you know, below your rib cage and then it's like a hair everywhere. It's just so strange.
Yeah, you have to kind of think of it as a whole thing.
Yeah.
So like
you know what's funny though is that's, have you also seen that trend though in guys who only shave their abs have a crop top of fur?
Really?
No. It's a huge trend for guys to do.
Does it look fun or crazy or?
It's a crop top of fur.
The strange thing with straight guys, because I remember every time I would hook up with a straight guy, I'd notice like a different kind of like situation.
A situation.
Like, okay, so balls shaved, pubes shaved, bald. Okay.
Bald.
But then you'd have dudes like, so there'd be a line. It's almost like there was like a UFO landed on their crotch, took all the hair with them as they went up, and that's it. And then also it was so strange is like shaving the balls and shaving the taint and then boom, fucking hairy ass.
Can we have an intimate conversation with the two straight men who listen to this?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do they shave the dick to a baby?
Well, I also want to know too, and this is like, I've been with gay guys that have done this. Why do you also shave it back so far around so that it basically looks like a donut ring of smooth skin? And then there's also
hair
around that part that's also prickly.
Yeah.
And you're just wondering like
crop circles.
And guys do it because they're like, well, it makes my dick look bigger. Making it look bigger doesn't make it bigger.
You look like a Tommy Pickles, Rugrats.
Yes.
Baby dick. Baby dick.
Baby dick. Yeah. Watch straight people do straight guys do the weirdest
I get the balls.
Shit.
I get the balls. Like, I can understand that. It's easy to do. I find it's like you can hack away at the balls with any.
Do the women like it? Do the women say you need to shave all that off?
Most women, I mean, most women I've heard is like, don't do that. I don't want to fuck a baby.
I've gotten that too. So I've gotten a lot of compliments from straight women before who they're like, oh, thank you for like not shaving your hair off.
Do you have a lot of I'm assuming you have a lot of female viewers.
I actually do. And I also, but oddly, my female viewers tend to usually be like 60 plus.
I'm not surprised.
Really?
Yes, because I think women need to be that comfortable with themselves to explore. And I think women in that age group probably spend a lot of their 20s. Like, women can't be sexual. You can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's
And now that they can, they go straight to a hairy gay porn star.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of lesbians?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Because when I watched that film, The Kids Are All Right, I learned that a lot of lesbians probably watch gay porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know they do. But so lesbians, I found out, they watch gay porn with plots. And there's two requirements for it. It has to have a plot and it has to have a condom.
Wait, interesting.
What? Mm-hmm.
So there's actually a studio called Icon Male who knows that. Their main viewer is either lesbians or straight women. And both of them prefer there has to be a plot.
I love Icon Male.
Women.
It has to have a condom because they want to feel safe.
Oh, interesting.
I love that women have standards. Yeah. And the gay guys are like,
where's the plot? Where's the rubber?
I'm just going to Twitter. No, yeah. Gay man's standard is if there's a condom, how fucking dare you?
Porn used to be all condoms, huh? Not that long ago.
Well, because it had to be.
Yeah.
It was required to be.
You never see a porn. You never see a condom in a straight porn.
PrEP. It's a prescription medication that can help reduce your risk of getting HIV 1 through sex when used.
Thank you, Dr. Zizmo.
And have you discovered Descovy? The brand new
David Duchovny for PrEP. We call it David Duchovny, which is not the name. But I was at the doctor and they said, well, it's Truvada or David Duchovny. And I said, what's the difference? And they go, one makes you lose weight, one makes you gain weight. I said, what the fuck do you think?
Wait, which one makes you lose weight?
They said that Truvada makes you lose weight and Descovy makes you gain weight. That's what they said at my doctor.
Okay, so
side effect.
That's true, then I'm going to switch to Truvada because I feel like I want to look a little bit tighter.
Well, I don't want to expose anybody, but a patent ends at 10 years, right? Truvada's coming up to 10 years.
Okay.
Don't you think it's interesting?
That's why they're saying
suddenly
that.
Suddenly there's a new,
and they're
slightly
like, it makes you
version
fat.
Right on 10 years. I just feel like, I mean, I don't want to get into it, but like if we're talking about COVID vaccine being free to everyone immediately, I'm fucking sorry. Truvada should have been handed out like M&Ms a decade ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it was not just gay people, they would have prioritized that. Truvada should have been fucking free.
Pumped into the water like fluoride.
How much is it if you don't have like the program to get?
It's
like
about $2,000 a month. Yeah.
Who has that?
And do you know how many times I've gone to CVS and refill it and they're like, okay, so you owe like $2,000. I'm like,
yeah, and you have to give them the code
and tell them they're at that. Because I almost want to ask them, what person is casually okay with you telling them it's $2,000? Like, when have you ever seen the person go, yeah, yeah.
It's just, insane. I wish it was. And then if you think about the wage gaps in America, the brown people of color or closeted people who are obviously in America not making as much money because of the way it's built, they're being told, hey, you, brown person on the DL, you want to protect your family?
That's
great.
$2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month. Yeah. What?
Yeah, not going to happen.
I mean, I love that drug exists, but like if I could go back in time, it's like, whores, make this free.
I mean, I also still think it needs to be, because like we're blessed. We live in Los Angeles where like as soon as it happened, like PrEP was easy for us to figure out how to get and all that. But think about like the kids that are in smaller towns that like don't
have fifth graders.
That don't have
third graders.
I don't know if third graders need to be on PrEP right now, but
start them young.
You gotta prep them in PrEP
get
school.
Get the chewable Flintstone Truvada. Flintstone.
Truvada gummies. Yeah.
Flipstone.
Yeah. Well, healthcare should just be free no matter what.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. A whole other podcast.
Don't get me started.
That's the healthy and the beautiful.
Have
you ever got, speaking of that, like, have you ever had supporters tell you, be like, you guys are just drag queens. You can't talk about, like, politics or healthcare?
All the time.
No.
Oh, no,
we get
the opposite. Yes, opposite.
We get the opposite.
Oh, you're not talking about it enough.
Why aren't you more engaged?
If something happens in America,
instantly,
and we don't tweet about it, we get in trouble.
That's everybody, though. Anybody who is active on social media, you will never make people happy. And even if you make them happy, you did something that made somebody mad.
Yeah. To be honest, being forced to be more involved has I think, improved my life. It's made me, because I know as an influencer, there's this responsibility. So now that I have to know what's going on in the news and I need to know who my local representatives, all that, now I'm actually happy I know that information. But in the beginning, I think that just maybe this year or last year, people started to think, well, I need to know what Trisha Paytas thinks about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They start to need influencers to weigh in.
But here's the funny thing is, like, I have always weighed in before, like, always on my Michael account and my Teddy Bear one. And then I started having people say, well, you're just trying to jump on a trend. Like, you don't actually support this cause. I was like, I've actually always done this on my Instagram from before I was even famous.
And we haven't. So that's why, like, we were always sort of shy about, like, do you need the cross-dresser with the Easy Bake Oven to comment on the news? And I
personally don't. I mean, I don't want, like, I don't think, I'd rather get, like,
I love Amanda
news
Lepore.
And analysis.
I don't care if she tweets about something.
I want to get my news and analysis.
You don't care if Amanda Lepore talks about the Paris agreement.
Don't get me wrong. I love when she uploads an Instagram video going, it's Amanda, don't die of coronavirus. I love that.
Yeah.
Just having that play outside loudly in, like, crowds.
Yeah. So we don't get shut up, you're just a cross-dresser. We get, how come you haven't talked about this yet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes both ways, but.
Yeah. It's interesting. So do you ever find that people are like, stop talking about politics and put a dick in your mouth? Because that's what I've observed in a lot of people.
The thing that always makes me mad, and this is like anybody's comment on Twitter, and they'll say it to any celebrity, they'll always say, like, stick to blah, blah, blah. Like, that's your job. Your job isn't politics. And I literally want to ask that person, so what is your job? Oh, you're this? Unless you're in politics, you can't talk about politics. And that makes no sense because then nobody would be allowed to talk about it.
I think I used to feel a little more like, well, I'm a cross-dresser, so I'm in a chicken suit. I'm Mickey Mouse. I need to shut up about serious things. I need to provide people light things.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that's changed a little bit because people like to, I mean, people now are like, I need to know if Kleenex supports gay rights.
Gays.
Yeah.
Because I'm wiping up gay cum with it. Do you know what I mean? Like people really do care more than they used to.
Yeah. And they hold people accountable more than they used to.
And it is good to be held accountable because like it does suck when you find out like your favorite, like you said, like Kleenex or something company is like, oh, so yeah, we're just secretly funding to kill gays over in this country. And you're like, but I love Legos.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's November. It's like the month of celebrating Indigenous people. I'm not scouring my Twitter to see if Procter & Gamble tweeted. Like I don't care if celebrities or brands mention it, but some people do. So
some people's silence truly is deafening.
Yeah. So YOLO, you know,
let me ask you, who is your, in terms of like the, like a pinnacle of male sexuality and beauty, who would be like some of your icons?
Who's your beauty icon?
I mean, mine's just the brawny man.
Oh, totally. have you ever like whacked off and looked at a roll of paper
100%.
Towels? 100%.
Really?
I mean,
totally.
My first time ever having an orgasm was looking at the brawny man because I was a little kid. I was probably like 12 or maybe 11. I was 11. And I literally was walking to the cupboard and I saw like the packaging there and I saw him.
Love it first sight.
I didn't even notice it. I literally just like walked straight into the wall. And then I felt, and I was
dick
like,
dick broke off.
No. And then I was like, well, this wall feels good. And I just, that was my first
started
time.
Started humping the wall.
Oh my God.
That's
Do you
amazing.
Think you manifested your image?
That I turned
that
into.
That young, you I mean, were like, yeah. My body needs to program itself to become the brawny man.
He was just like, this is what you're going to become.
You could do a brawny commercial for sure.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Brawny, if you're listening, please sponsor Teddy Bear, the porn star.
You be brawny. I'm Mr. Clean.
Yeah. And I'm,
what you got over there good?
Pine Salt Lady.
Bad boy. Yeah. I'll do the National Enquirer. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the
Weekly World News.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank
I just loved having you.
It's your polite way of saying get out of here.
No, I try to watch the timer because I always think if we don't quit at this time, they're probably going to edit it to that length anyway.
Okay.
Wait, I just have one more question. So, like...
Final question is, who the fuck are you?
No, like...
question, who are you?
Do you... Is having like a lot of hair ever logistically or... hygienically annoying?
Oh my God. Tell us.
Okay, that actually is a good question.
Okay.
Because in summertime in LA, I have a living hell. First off, I have to sleep with the air conditioning on. I sleep naked on top of my covers, never even under them.
Whoa.
And I will wake up in like a pool of sweat.
Yeah. What about Gold Bond? Gold Bond? Medicated powder?
I don't really want to smell like a baby's balls.
Okay. Wah, wah, wee, wah.
was that? Because I
are
found
you
that. No, that's Borat. Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Oh,
King of the
it.
Castle, King of the Castle. I love Borat. That's my boyfriend's pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh my God. Can I tell you something I just recently learned about?
Yes.
So do you know that? Cause I was thinking about it. Cause like, it's getting close to winter time and I noticed like I'm shedding more and more of my fur.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I Googled, I was like, can humans, do we shed for winter coat? And it turns out some humans do actually shed winter coats.
You are Wolverine.
Yes.
You are.
So I literally like, cause I will be able to pull it out and I'm like,
wow. Yeah.
You better.
Because I have an undercoat.
If you don't sell that.
Not to be morbid.
I do sell it.
Do you?
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Sell that hair.
Sell
fur.
It. Sell
fur.
The fur.
Sell that fur. Do
fur
people
bags.
Love it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell the underwear and stuff?
I do.
They love it.
They do.
People are buying the underwear.
And that's hot to me. I think that's hot to be able to smell them, to also have their like spunk on there. Like that's hot. But plus, to add a little bonus, a little garnish of my fur.
Wow. Bon appetit.
Top Chef Bush.
Honestly, so you just buy brand new underwear, run through them, send them out. How much is it?
To send it? Oh, it's $100.
It's $100.
And now
which
they,
is a good deal.
Do they get pretty gamey?
A queer owned business today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get the gamey undies.
Bespoke gamey underpants. Yeah. Shipped to your door.
And then, so in the summer, no blankets.
Well, this is actually year round, even in winter.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, so you run at 100 degrees.
I really do.
My boyfriend's pretty hairy and he's one of those people like as soon as he starts to REM cycle, his body just starts shooting sweat.
That's me.
And I think that's hairy people
yes.
in general.
It's just I mean, I relate to, I've never woken up not without my neck full sweat.
I don't sweat at
all. Oh my God.
You
sweat
would think
so
I bathe
much.
In like milk of magnesia. I don't sweat at all.
You're so
ever.
Lucky.
I'm built for drag.
Yeah.
No hair.
No hair.
No sweat.
No sweat.
Baggy voice. Got pins in my knees.
What would you say is the most annoying thing about having all that hair?
I don't know. Honestly, at this point, I love it.
You just love it. Yeah.
I love
you've
it.
Made peace with all the little,
I love it.
There's
like,
not that many.
Yeah. Like I made peace of it. Like, especially since my body hair is why I can afford the life I can now.
That's why we wanted to have you on. We knew that this was, you didn't get this hair and we knew you weren't going to be immediately understanding how great it was. So I wanted to hear about the journey.
Yeah.
And also, I got to say, though, because you're very in shape and you have you seem tan, you have a nice complexion that it's like it's very pleasing to the eye
in a way. Tan?
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't have a spray tan.
You can't get a spray tan with hair, probably.
Oh, so, all right, back when I first was still doing studio work, I did get some spray tans.
Does it work?
Yeah.
So it's very hard for them to do it because most of it just stays on the fur.
Like spraying through a sprinkler.
Yeah. And so, oh my God, I have a funny story. So when he sprayed my whole body, everything, my butt. And so in the one scene, the other actor was like, all right, he's going to rim you. So he's down there. He's rimming me like for like 5 minutes. And then he lifts up and his whole face has a giant like orange circle.
Oh my God.
From rimming my ass.
That man's name. Donald Trump.
And he went on to become the president of the United States.
Wow.
That is incredible. Wild.
So I do not spray tan anymore. No, I work out outside.
Yeah, you got a nice color. Nice color.
What would you say to the, I'd hate to be the RuPaul, but what would you say to the little hairy teenagers out there?
Yeah.
Wear a suit.
Wear a suit. Oh, my God. That's good. That's good.
Are you as obsessed with that as we are?
I literally, when I first saw that, just the advice, I said it to everybody's example. Somebody's telling them they're like going through trouble, like worried about they're going to relapse. I'm like, honey, wear a suit.
Wear a suit. You want to stop? You want to make some money? Don't be poor.
Yeah.
Love that.
It's so funny accidentally sometimes. I was just reading this interview with Judge Judy and I sent it to Katya over here.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Judge Judy interviewed RuPaul. And RuPaul goes, am I saying that word right? Geschichte? I have an app that gives me a Yiddish word a day. And Judge Judy goes, incorporating Judaism into your personality is maybe something you don't need. Like RuPaul is funny, but she's accidentally.
She's out of control.
See, I would take a master class from Judge Judy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, judging people with Judge Judy.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you, Trixie, you almost got me evicted.
go on.
Was it when I was standing outside of your house with the radio?
No. So during like lockdown, it was for me, it was like a morning ritual of mine to watch your YouTube show. Because I never really watched it. Like, I watched a few episodes here and there, but I never watched it in full. So I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch every morning with my coffee and have breakfast. And then one morning, I got a letter from my landlord saying there has been several complaints about loud screeching sounds coming from your apartment
her
in the morning.
Difficult laugh. Is your it laughter. Her difficult
yes.
laugh?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, is it your laugh or mine?
Yours.
Oh, your difficult.
No, not yeah, mine. Yeah. Not from, oh, he's thinking so funny. No, from literally just going, ah!
I'm so sorry.
I had to get to the point where if I watched your show, I'd have to have my finger on the like mute button ready for you to laugh
that
and go stop.
So embarrassing.
What a funny thing that the expression of joy causes horror and frustration in so many others.
I'm so sorry. I have a similar morning routine with your content, but it's lower, lower decibel.
But you still scream just as much.
I still scream. That is, I'm so sorry, but what? I'm glad you watched. Isn't that how you came up with the Easy Bake?
Yes. No, that was from your baking.
Oh, you watch Un.
Mm, yeah,
that's the real scream.
That screech. One, you. Yeah. That's one, yeah. Screech. On your other ones, you don't. You would do like an audible scream.
I'm in my house talking to myself. Yeah. But there, we're in a green screen yeah. swimming pool. Well,
which, by the way, I still don't know how to say your show.
I say.
I always say with a question mark for some reason. It's always
Because you're not sure. Do they deserve rights? I don't know.
So honestly, if I talk about your show to people, I just call it the YouTube show.
That's what I say
That's
too.
That's what we say
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And if you want to catch up, we have is just concluding season 5, I think.
Yeah,
now.
I think so.
So yeah, this is one of the funniest seasons.
Yeah, it's been really great.
Thank you
been
for really watching great. It.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When I also watch any show, I have this weird tradition in any TV show. I watch in order. If I always watch season 3 first, then season 2, and then the most recent season. And this is every single TV show.
Is it because you know that mostly season 1s are finding their footing?
So season 1 is always everybody looks ugly and doesn't know how to do it. And that's every single TV show.
Wow.
And that's not
even going to hit us where we live.
Shit.
If you think that, you should see season 4 and 5.
Whoa.
But season 3, though, is when, and this is in every single TV show, is when everybody hits their stride. They have money now, so it's a little bit more of a budget. Everybody's
well, that's not us.
Yeah. And then I don't think the stride thing is something I ever really hit.
Yeah. And then you can go back to season 2 because you're like, all right, now I love the show. So I can go back to handle season 2. But I almost, and then season 1 is like when you're like, I've run out of nothing to watch. Mm. All right, I'm going to watch
Bottom
season
of the barrel.
1.
Let's
there's
scrape
very
it.
Few exceptions to that where the season 1 starts with like a rocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's, I mean, I can't think of ones, but they're like, you know, big budget series that.
Roseanne, okay. Episode 1 is. Perfect.
I don't know. Roseanne season 1, she is coked out of her mind the whole season.
You think?
She is. I knew for a fact.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Killing
money.
Eve. Money, yeah.
Killing Eve, Killing you Eve. Love.
That first season is the best. First episode is fantastic.
American Horror Story. The Murder
Actually,
House.
Season 1 is the best one yeah. ever. You're right. Yeah.
Murder House.
So it sounds like we're poking some holes in your theory here.
Well, so when the listeners leave this podcast and they consume your content, they should start with
season 3 first.
Season 3 actually that's true because by that point I embraced my fur.
Yeah,
I had a little bit budget because I had better cameras. You're right. Yeah. Don't go to season 1 of me. You're not gonna like it.
You're gonna hate it.
Ugly doesn't know what he's doing.
Hi, no. Ugly. Delete it, ugly. All right, should we peace
yeah.
out?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Teddy Bear.
Thank you.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.